Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 195 entitled, Beware of the Company You Keep, Part 5. As we continue in the book of Job, a second friend of his begins to speak. But what I have noticed so far is that they seem content to think the worst of Job and his circumstances. What is most cruel is that this friend, Bildad, has taken the same stance, hard-heartedly speaking on the deaths of Job's children, while telling Job that he must have done something to bring these calamities upon himself. If your children have sinned against him, then he has handed them over to the power of their transgression and punished them. If you would diligently seek God and implore the compassion and the favor of the Almighty, then if you are pure and upright, surely now he will awaken for you and restore your righteous place. Job chapter 8 verses 4 to 6 of the Amplified Version. As we become intimate with the Holy Spirit, we must remain abased. For who knows the mind of God? To believe to is dangerous and prideful. You begin to proclaim what the Lord will do in someone's life, leading to the evils of prophesying falsely in His name. This can be a stumbling block to the offender and the victim. Ominous times are coming, and I want to point out how dangerous it is to play with God. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32 of the King James Version. Meditate on this in the Amplified Version, and I will confirm it 3 times, as this is typical of all false prophets. Know that this scripture is referring to the Antichrist. With smooth words of flattery and praise, he will turn to godlessness those who are willing to disregard the Mosaic covenant. But the people who are spiritually mature and know their God will display strength and take action to resist. The Amplified Version. Now here's the confirmation for the deceivers and the willingly deceived. Number 1. A man who flatters his neighbor with smooth words, intending to do harm, is spreading a net for his own feet. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 5 of the Amplified Version. Number 2. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13 of the King James Version. Number 3. Again, this is speaking of the Antichrist who is coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 to 12 of the King James Version. As the times become more menacing, you need to be meticulous about your salvation. Please take the magnitude of these next scriptures seriously as you read today's headlines. It will become incomprehensibly worse as abominations will be loosed in the earth. For at that time, there will be a great tribulation, pressure, distress, oppression, such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will again. And if those days of tribulation had not been cut short, no human life would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, God's chosen ones, those days will be shortened. Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 to 22 of the Amplified Version. Can I tell you something? When I said abominations will be loosed, and even now are, notice that the emphasis is that no flesh or human would be saved. Hence, spiritual warfare, the battle between good and evil. My heart aches for mankind because most of us are clueless. God gives us discernment for a reason. Do you know why many of us can't see demons and other entities? Because we would literally become insane if we survived it. Satanic spirits that are fueling the evil that we see every day, but amped up to the 100th power. Yet I digress. But know the importance of what we speak out of our mouths. Bildad the Shuhite confirms our ignorance while telling Job not to ignore history. Inquire, please, of past generations and consider and apply yourself to the things searched out by their fathers. For we are only of yesterday and know nothing. Because our days on earth are like a shadow, just a breath or a vapor. Job chapter 8, verses 8 through 9 of the Amplified Version. I feel urged to warn you that this does not give you permission to practice witchcraft or to seek out mediums and familiar spirits. The ancestors cannot save you. Let me reaffirm this. Number one, remember to ask in unwavering faith. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James chapter 1 verse 5 of the King James Version. Number 2. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. James chapter 3, verses 14 through 18 of the King James Version. And number 3. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27 of the King James Version. Don't be the foolish man. Please know that trials and tribulations will come. It says they beat upon that house. But remember, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19 of the King James Version. As I close, I want to remind you that a friend sticketh closer than a brother, and God is no respecter of persons, even with your enemies. The merciful will obtain mercy. Do not rejoice and gloat when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad in self-righteousness when he stumbles, or the Lord will see your gloating and be displeased, and turn his anger away from your enemy. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 17 through 18 of the Amplified Version. If this is God's judgment for the enemy, how much more so for a friend? Always coming from a place of love and in truth, thank you for joining me here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me, as this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again.